I'm joined now by a member of the team at Wesley Edward Eagle Lodge in Surrey Hills, a familiar face from the story we've just seen. Vanessa, it's good to have you on the programme.
Thank you.
Vanessa Daniels, you're here in the fair. What do you like to think about the fair, firstly?
Oh, I think it's great. It's very exciting. I've got my eye on the cake stall behind me.
Have you got some money with you?
I do.
One of the things we want to do here is actually divest you of the money. And the reason we do that is because we're trying to support the Edward Eagle Lodge community as we move into the future, and particularly that refurbishment. How needed is that refurbishment?
Oh, look, I think it's really needed. Aesthetically, we can actually increase the value and esteem of people that are coming into the building and just place that extra bit of dignity on them.
Of course, we know that we've got a certain number of people that stay in Edward Eagle Lodge overnight, but it's more than just a place where people stay. Do a lot of other people come into the building or pass through?
Yeah, they do, and I think it's important for people to come in and just access the support. So our team can see residents, the people that are living there, but they can also see people who are really struggling to find a place to live and they're on the streets at the moment.
Yeah, and I think we've said many times, you and I have talked before, about the fact that homelessness is more than what people are on the street. But in point of fact, that is an increasing problem, isn't it, in our city?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. And more young people are starting to... we're starting to notice an increase in numbers around young people and rough sleeping as well. So it's quite a concern.
How excited are you about the fact that we're going to do something with the building?
Oh, my gosh, I'm very excited. Oh, I can't wait. I think it's been a long time coming. And it's really another way of placing value and dignity on the people that are living there, but also the staff coming into such a bright and new refurbished environment is just as encouraging.
Look, and I have to say that when I, and this is only one person that said to me, but I suspect a number of people do think this kind of thing. I said that when we do refurbish the building, there will be a shower and a toilet and facility. And someone said, well, do people need that kind of thing? I mean, you have to almost be calm about a response to that, don't you?
Yeah.
But what would you really feel to that kind of question yourself?
Look, I think it's really about raising social awareness and really having them understand that people can't access public bathrooms after 5 o'clock. They can't necessarily have a space to shower, or there's not a place for them to brush their teeth even.
Yeah.
So those kind of basic and essential facilities are really important.
And you know, and I know, that over the last few years, we've been looking all around the city to see, is there a place where we could actually rebuild or do something new? And we couldn't find that. And I think it's so important that we stay in the city. Do you think that's important?
Yes, I agree. I think too many people come into town seeking anonymity or seeking to leave the environment that they've been in, so domestic and family violence, or there's a trauma in their hometown. They're not really going to want to stay there. So being able to provide a service in town is quite important.
Where there's been domestic abuse or where somebody's been in prison. People don't always like this, but I'm not afraid to talk about it.
Yep.
The fact that sometimes people need to rebuild their lives after times of sadness, and they're attracted to go to a city for exactly the same reason you've just said.
Yeah.
Anonymity, individuals can find identity once again. And looking back over your time at Edward Eagle Lodge, what would you say some of the high moments have been?
Oh, I think there's quite a few high moments. In particular, we've had a number of people come into Edward Eagle Lodge, find a property, and the last couple of months in particular really start to flourish and call it a home. They've started to prepare themselves for study and employment. So they're really taking ownership of this new season of life for them. So that's been the most exciting thing.
And there's a spiritual dimension to all of that too. We want people to know Christ and we want them to feel that. And how important is that to you?
Oh, that's very important for me. I don't believe that we can do the works that we have without our faith. And I think if we can put our faith into action, it's just another way of meeting the need for the people.
Well, we're going to be excited to stand with you at Edward Eagle Lodge these next 2 years as we start that really important project. And we wish you well with it. And I'm just grateful that you've joined us today. And I hope that I can see for sure that you've got a bag of cakes
before you leave this building
that you've bought and you can take home and enjoy. So thank you for sharing with us something of the important work of Edward Eagle Lodge. And to those of you that are sharing with us in this programme, we talk about it so often because it's one of those areas of work that I'm passionate about, and I believe that we at Wesley Mission will continue to be passionate about in the future.